Hello and welcome to the podcast for Christ Community Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I'm your host, Lee Younger, and this is a message that I prepared for our online service, which aired on Sunday morning, October 11th, 2020, speaking from Psalm 23 and John chapter 10.
What is a Christian? That's an important question, especially now, maybe more important than ever. When I think about this question, I can't help but thinking about something I heard one time where somebody was criticizing Christians and said, you know, Christians, they're all just a bunch of sheep. And in one way, that's actually a really, really good answer. Not in the way that person meant it. When that person said that, what they basically meant was that Christians are people who just kind of blindly follow any voice, and even if it leads to their own like mutual destruction, like mob mentality, mob thinking that doesn't end well. And I gotta say, that's a real big misunderstanding of what sheep are like. Sheep are not like that. I mean, you can't walk up to some dude's flock of sheep and just be like, hey guys, come on with me. We're just gonna walk off this cliff. It's gonna be awesome. You're gonna love it. They would not go with you. They listen to the voice of their shepherd. And even then, I mean, the sheep are so stubborn that it's even hard for their own shepherd to get them to do what they ought to do to get them to go where he wants them to go. Now, that's not what sheep are like. I mean, probably, I guess that person would be thinking more of like lemmings, you know, like those little gerbil-like rodents that in the old cartoons, they would, a huge pack of them would just be running and they would just fly off a cliff and I guess they would all die or something. And I gotta be honest, that's really not fair to lemmings either. They don't do that either. They sometimes have population control problems, but they do not all go running off a cliff together. That's a giant misunderstanding that actually comes from an old pseudo nature documentary from the late 50s where something like that kind of a thing was staged. It was actually this awful moment of kind of animal cruelty, but that's not what lemmings are like. It's not what sheep are like. In fact, the only creatures that really kind of get into a mob mentality that could lead to their own destruction are humans. That's what we do. We look around and go with the crowd, and that's kind of a natural state of humans. And some Christians do act like that, but that's not just a Christian thing. That's just a human thing. But Christians, what is a Christian? A Christian is a sheep. Over 400 times the Bible describes God's people as sheep, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. It's a good description, because a sheep that survives is a sheep that has a flock and a shepherd. A sheep is a very weak, defenseless creature that in order to survive and thrive needs a flock and a shepherd. What is a Christian? A Christian is a very weak creature indeed, a defenseless creature who needs, in order to survive and thrive, a flock and a shepherd. Jesus called his guys little flock. He said, "Don't be afraid, little flock." We need each other like a flock of sheep needs each other to be safe, to be protected, to be not alone. You know that feeling of like when you were a little kid and like all the lights are out and you can imagine so many awful things being in the dark. And it's like there's nothing scarier than that feeling. And yet also that same little kid, if they're out in the backyard camping with like 15 of their best friends and they're around the campfire or they're in the dark together, just being together makes what was the scariest thing ever like the funnest thing ever, the best memory. Just being together, just knowing I'm not alone, just knowing there's somebody else like me. We're not in this by ourselves. I think for me, some of the most encouraging moments I've ever had as a believer in Jesus have been moments when I realized I was part of a flock. Moments when I realized that there's somebody else like me out there, that I might be afraid, but I'm not afraid alone. Recently, I was in a small group with some guys, and one of the guys just kind of unloaded some really vulnerable stuff. Some stuff that it would be scary to say out loud. And in that moment, I felt so comforted. I felt so known and seen. And all the rest of the guys let that guy know, like, hey, you're not the only one. We're in this with you too. And haven't you been in a moment like that where somebody had the courage to in a humble way, make themselves vulnerable, and you realized, wow, I'm not a freak. There's somebody else like me, somebody else who feels afraid, somebody else who has felt tempted, somebody else who maybe has even given in. I'm not the only one. We need each other. We need each other like a flock needs all the sheep in the flock to make it. And we need a shepherd. One of my favorite passages of scripture is one of the most famous ones. Psalm 23, David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He leads me. He feeds me. He gives me what I need. And when I have the Lord as my shepherd, I actually don't need anything." I think my problem, one of my problems has always been casting other things in the role of that shepherd. Sometimes casting myself, like I can take care of myself. I can lone wolf this thing. I can figure out my own life, or I can go to these needs and these wants, and I can make that my shepherd, the thing that's going to fill me up, the thing that's gonna feed me, the thing that's gonna nourish me, the thing that's gonna protect me. And the problem is that when I make anything else my shepherd besides the Lord, you know where it ends. I'm full of fear, I'm full of anxiety, I'm full of insecurity. When I need somebody else's approval, man, isn't that a huge one? Just when you let somebody else's approval be your shepherd, lead you around, provide for you. Look, if only these people like you, if only these people love you, if only these people cheer you on and high-five you and tell you you're good enough, if only these situations happen, then you'll make it. And whenever I make anybody else my shepherd, I wind up hungry, wind up thirsty. I wind up on the wrong path. Isn't it always that way? But that's why David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And when the Lord is my shepherd, I don't need anything. Jesus in John chapter 10 called himself the shepherd, the good shepherd. It says this in verse 11 of John chapter 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." I was looking this up in the original language that John wrote these words in. And in the original language, Jesus doesn't say, "I am the good shepherd." What he says is, the way that Greek construction goes is, "I am the shepherd, the good." The shepherd, the good. That direct article is in front of both shepherd and good in that same way. I am the shepherd, the good one. You've trusted a lot of other voices in your life. You maybe have had that mentality, that mob mentality that sometimes people see in the lives of Christians. They look at Christians and they're like, man, they just kind of blindly go with whatever. So they all have this thing of like, this is what we listen to, and this is what we watch, and this is how we dress, and this is who we vote for, and this is what we support. But that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that we follow our shepherd, the good one. That we follow him. We follow his heart. One thing I love about this is, instead of our own voices, instead of the other things that would lead us around, when Jesus said, "I am the shepherd, the good one," that word "good" is a Greek word that it appears all throughout the New Testament. And it appears in some really cool places, and we've translated it some other ways that kind of help us understand what's being said. It's the same word that's used in Matthew chapter 13 when Jesus is telling the parable of the sower, and he talks about the good soil. That soil that's so fertile that the seed goes down into it and it just produces and grows fruit. 60, 30, 100 times what was sown. That's what the heart of Jesus is like. It's the heart that, like, you nestle in there, you're going to grow. Like, you're going to flourish. You're going to thrive. That's the shepherd that I need. I need that shepherd. It's the same word that Jesus uses when he says, if your eye causes you to sin, you should tear it out of your head, because it would be better to enter eternal life maimed than to not enter it at all. And it's that word better, that word. It's better to enter life this way than to not enter it. And when Jesus said, I am the shepherd, the good, he wasn't just saying, I'm the shepherd, I'm like that good soil where you go in and you grow and you flourish. He was also saying, I'm the shepherd, the better one. The better one than you lean on when you get filled up with fears and anxieties because you need circumstances to go your way, or you need people to like you or approve of what you do, or you need your reputation to be this or that, or you need to get those likes, you need to get those high fives, you need love in these places and from these people. Jesus says, I'm the shepherd, the better one than you lean on that leads you onto the wrong paths. It doesn't lead you to the green grass or the cool fresh water. And that word, the shepherd, the good, it's the same word that Jesus used in Matthew chapter 26. In that last, he was hanging out with his guys and a woman came and broke an expensive bottle of perfume. And it was like worth an entire year's wages. She broke it and she poured it on Jesus's feet. And the smell filled the whole house. And starting with Judas, the disciples started to make fun of her. And they were like, what is she doing? She's wasting this perfume. It was so valuable. It could have been sold. And Judas is like, we could have sold this and used the money to help the poor. Although that's not really what he wanted to do with it. He was skimming off the top and he wanted to keep it. And in one of the most awesome moments in all of the Gospels, Jesus stands up for this woman. He says, hey, everybody stop. Leave her alone. Why are you messing with her? And then he says this, she has done a beautiful thing to me. That word beautiful, it's the same word where Jesus said, I am the shepherd, the good. I'm like fertile soil. You come with me, you're going to thrive and grow. I'm the shepherd, the better one. The better one than that other stuff that you followed around that always took you to brown grass and bad water and on the wrong path. I'm the shepherd, the beautiful one. There's no way like his. There's no heart like his. There's no voice like his. There's no love like the beautiful love of Jesus. What is a Christian? A Christian is a helpless, weak creature who can't make it on their own. I can't. I haven't. I won't. I need a flock. I need other people around me who are following Jesus, who are willing to be vulnerable, who are willing to be humble, so that I can find out I'm not in this by myself. I find protection and I find encouragement from this group, and I need a shepherd. And when I follow him, I don't lack for anything. He takes me to green grass and cool water. He keeps me on the right path because he's the good shepherd. He's the better shepherd. He's the beautiful shepherd. Why is he the better one? Why is he the good one? Why is he the beautiful one? He said, because I lay my life down for the sheep. And in the end, in the beginning and the end, that's what I need. I need the one perfect heart that ever lived to trade places with me, to lay down his life for me so that I can have a fresh start, so that you can have a fresh start. A Christian is a sheep, someone who needed a shepherd to lay his life down. It's what I needed. It's what we all need. And if you need him, you can tell him, I need you. I need a better way than the one I've been walking in. I need a beautiful way. I need a good way. I need to flourish and thrive. I need other people that are just as messed up as me so that I know that I'm not alone. That's who we are. Will you join us?
I can't make it alone. I can't pull myself through. Come and make me your own. I don't want to live without you. I can't make myself clean. I can't make myself. Jesus, Lord, I believe. I don't want to live without you. And Lord, all I need is you to rescue me. Lord, all I need is you to rescue me. Strong, I could never be.